Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Yud Tes, chapter 19. We continue here from the previous chapter with the lots determining division of the land to the remaining tribes who have not yet taken their portion. Land is allocated in this chapter to the tribes of Shimon, Zebulun, Yisochar, Asher, Naphtali, and Don. Verse 1, Vayetze ha-goyrol ha-sheni le-shim'ayn, le-matei v'nei shim'ayn, le-mishpachoysom. Vayihi nachalosom b'soich nachalas b'nei Yehuda. And the second lot came out to Shim'ayn, to the tribe of the children of Shim'ayn, according to their families. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Yehuda. Rashi on this verse points out that Shimon is the second tribe to be selected from the Goyrol to receive its portion, relative to Binyamin, who was the first of the seven tribes that were remaining to be allocated their land. These were the seven tribes we mentioned in the last chapter, to whom Yehoshua instructed to send delegates to map out the land into seven portions. From here on in the chapter, the seven lots are detailed. Matsudas Dovid explains that the land given to the tribe of Shimon was interspersed amongst the territory of Yehuda. They were given land within Yehuda's territory that was already defined. The areas allocated to Shimon are listed in the Pesukim, and then verse 9 says, Mechevel b'nei Yehuda, nachalas b'nei Shimon, ki haya chelek b'nei Yehuda, rav mehem, vayinchalu b'nei Shimon b'soich nachalasom. Out of the lot of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimon. For the portion of the children of Yehuda was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Shimon received their heritage within their heritage, meaning within Yehuda's area. Radak explains that when the Pasuk says that the portion of Yehuda was too much for them, it means that their portion was more than was fitting for them because they had conquered a lot of land, and the children of Shimon had fought together with Yehuda. From verse 10, the region of Zebulun is detailed. Vaya'al ha-goyrol ha-shlishi livnei Zebulun le-mishpachoysom. Vayihi gvul nachalosom ad sorid. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was to Sorid. The Mishpatzois Zohov draws on commentary of the Kli Yokar here, focusing in on the word Vaya'al. Vaya'al ha-goyrol ha-shlishi livnei Zebulun le-mishpachoysom. The third lot went up for the children of Zebulun according to their families. With the other Shavotim, if you look through the Pasukim in this chapter, the word Vaya'al, it went up, in relation to the Goyrol, is not used. Verse 1, Vayetze ha-Goyrol ha-Sheni le-Shimon. The second lot came out to Shimon. Verse 17, Li-Yisachar yotza ha-Goyrol ha-Ravi'i. For Yisachar, the fourth lot, went out. Verse 24, Vayetze ha-Goyrol ha-Chamishi le-Matei v'nei Asher le-Mishpachoysom. And the fifth lot went out for the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families. Verse 32, Livnei Naphtali yotso ha-goyrol ha-shishi. For the children of Naphtali, the sixth lot went out. Verse 40, Lamate v'nei don le-mishpachoysom yotso ha-goyrol ha-shivi'i. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Don according to their families. Yotso ha-goyrol, the lot had gone out. The verb vaya'al is only used in here in relation to the lot for Zebulun. It went up, their lot went up, a verb denoting ascension. This verb is used to honour Zebulun because he supported Torah scholars. Zebulun were businessmen who supported the Torah learning of Yisachar. The next Shevet to get their inheritance after Zebulun is Yisachar. So as not to diminish honour given to Yisachar, those learned in Torah, the introduction to their apportionment does not start with Vayetze ha-Goyrol, the lot went out, but rather the verse starts with the word Li-Yisachar, for Yisachar, without any interrupting word between the description of the territory of Zebulun and the detailing of the inheritance of Yisachar, to keep Yisachar connected to the word Vaya'al. It's a continuation from Zebulun's description. Yisachar is connected to the ascent, the honor also. With Yisachar, the words Yotza HaGoyrol, the lot went out, only come after this word, Li Yisachar, for Yisachar, which is a continuation from the description for Zebulun. Pesukim 17 to 23 are about the portion of Yisachar. Pesukim 24 to 31, the lot of Asher. Pesukim 32 to 39 are about the region given to Naphtali. And Pesukim 40 to 48 concern the territory of Dan. In Pasuk 47, regarding Dan's portion, it says, Vayetze Gavul b'nei Dan mehem. And the border of the children of Dan went out from them. Rashi explains this means that Shevet Dan had two areas separate from each other as their inheritance. They took a portion here, as described about the border in the Pesukim, and they took another part far away from their border. Vaya'alu v'nei Dan, vayilochamu im leshem, vayilkadu oiso. And the children of Dan went up and fought against leshem and took it. Vayaku oiso lefi cherev, and smote it with the edge of the sword. Vayirishu oiso vayishvuvo, and possessed it and dwelt in it. Vayikra'u leleshem Dan, kashem Dan avihem. And they called Leshem Don after the name of Don, their father. This took place, says Rashi, later in history, in the time of Osniel, the son of Kenaz. And this is recorded in the book of Shoftim, chapter 18. We then learn of a portion given to Yehoshua in the final verses of the chapter. Verse 49, Vayachalu l'nchol es ha'aretz l'gvuloi seho. And they finished dividing the land for inheritance by its borders. Metzudas David interprets, they finished dividing the land through the method of Goyrol, according to the borders mentioned until here in the verses. Vayitnu v'nei Yisrael nachala liYehoshua ben Nun b'soichom. The children of Yisrael gave an inheritance to Yehoshua the son of Nun among them. Verse 50, Al pi Hashem nosnuloi es ha'ir asher sha'al. According to the word of Hashem, they gave him the city which he asked, es Timnas Serach Bahar Ephraim. Timnas Serach in Mount Ephraim. Vayivne es ha'ir vayeshev bo. And he built the city and dwelt in it. Metzudas David comments on Al pi Hashem, according to the word of Hashem, that they consulted the Urim V'Tumim, and according to this, they gave him the city he asked for, which is Timnas Serach. In relation to the place inherited by Yehoshua, Timnas Serach, the Mishpatzos Zahav quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra 1:22b, that in two other places in Tanakh, both of which refer to the burial of Yehoshua in this place, it is called by different names. In the book of Yehoshua, chapter 24, verse 30, it says, Vayikbaru oisai bigvul nachalasai, besimnas serach, asher bahar Ephraim, mitzafayin lahar goash. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnas Serach, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Goash. So here it is Timnas Serach. In the book of Shoftim, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, Vayikbaru oisai bigavul nachalasai besimnas cheres, bahar Ephraim mitzafayin lahar goash. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance in Timnas cheres on the mountain of Ephraim to the north of Mount Goash. So here it is called Timnas cheres, not Serach. It's stated in the Gemara that initially the fruits in this place were like clay, cheres in Hebrew. And in the end, its fruits were masrichin, spoiling, connected with the word serach. Rush Bum comments on the Gemara, explaining that initially the fruits were like clay, refers to how the fruits there were before Yehoshua came. They were dried out like clay. Once he came, they were spoiling because they were so plump. It is also suggested that the fruits were spoiling too quickly before Yehoshua came there, and that once he came there, they lasted longer like clay. Either way, it was in the merit of Yehoshua that the fruit of the domain improved once he inhabited the area. A place that was of poor quality became a place of praise as a result of Yehoshua's presence there. Verse 51, Eile ha-nachalais asher nichalu el azar ha-kayin v'yehoshua bin nun v'roshe ha-avais lamatais b'nei Yisrael b'goyral b'shiloi lifnei Hashem pesach eihel mayed v'yechalu mechalik es ha-aretz. These are the inheritances which Elazar the priest and Yehoshua the son of Nun and the heads of the houses of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Yisrael divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Hashem at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and they made an end of dividing the land. The division of land is complete. Thank you for studying together. L'Eloi Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.